Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, man.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Monday, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks for being here with us. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's our executive producer. We're already throwing stuff at him to edit and get ready for the show. He is very quick on his feet. Good morning, Paulie.
Oh, hey. Good morning.
Hi, Benjamin. Benjamin Higgins here. He's got a great story for you guys. One that had my... actually had my jaw drop. A legitimate, you get the text, you go, what? What? Wow.
I was sitting out on the patio.
Yeah.
Listening to some music. Megan was in the kitchen. I had the sliding glass door open. I go,
babe, holy crap.
Same.
Oh, my God.
Same.
Absolutely same. I got the text. I went, you are effing kidding me.
You know, I have some mixed feelings. I didn't tweet this out because I wasn't 100% sure I wanted to share it.
Yeah.
Part of me
too late now
feels like a
whoops.
I should have done something else, but I guess I'll explain as we go through here. But good morning to everybody. Everyone had a good weekend.
Great weekend. I mean, I had one of the worst, honestly, in history, one of the worst sleep weekends I've ever had. I had to work Friday night at the Seals game. That was brutal. Trying to sleep.
Sorry
when
about
I got
that,
home.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was rough, man. It was rough. We had that one in hand and kind of let it slip away. And I got home and I was just wired. So I barely slept. Kids got up early as hell on Saturday. And then I'll tell my story about Saturday night in a minute. It's just horrible. I'm just so not rested. And I feel just mentally dull. So hopefully, I mean, it could lead to some funny stuff today, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not all there right now. But this one, you got to start.
I'll start out. You know,
I'm blown away.
I had a round of golf scheduled Friday after the show, and I was excited because it had been more than 2 weeks since I had played, which this year has been a while. I've kind of recommitted to my game. You've gotten so enthusiastic about it. I've practiced more than I probably have in years, and I've been playing more, but it's been a busy month. It's May. It's sweeps month. I've been working a lot. at Channel 10. So I was excited, finally, weekend, going to play some golf. And I find out during the show, actually, on Friday morning, my round got blown up where we were supposed to play. The guy we were playing with tested positive for COVID. Oh. So it's off. I'm going, oh, no. But Dad came through. He said, hey, I'm not playing. Why don't you and your brother come? We'll just play my course.
Yep.
Which is a great course, Rancho Santa Fe Golf Club, really fantastic. It's been closed for the better part of 2 years. They've been redesigning it, putting new grass in everywhere, taking a long time, but this was the first time I was going to get to play the full 18 since it reopened, so I'm excited about that.
Decent and, consolation
yeah,
prize.
No,
yeah,
no, it's actually probably the best prize you can get, so I go, and you know, I'm playing okay. We get through the first nine holes, and get to the ninth green, and there's a snack shack, and I'm gonna get a Gatorade. You know, it's warm on Friday,
yeah,
so
very warm.
Get something to drink, and I walk up to the window to order the Gatorade. There's one guy in front of me, getting his probably about ready to tee off on number one, and I look, and he looked kind of familiar from behind, and then he turns around, and lo and behold, it is none other than Phil Mickelson.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
World's like, most controversial golfer on the planet
the
right
most
now.
Unbelievable. Mercurial. Maybe, honestly, let's be honest. Maybe the world's most mercurial athlete right now, right? Like, what is more talked about in social circles, in golf circles, than Phil
So the, and the reason that I'm torn here is that it really, you know, part of me says, should I pull out my phone, try to do an interview here? I mean, no one has talked to Phil. Even some of his friends have not talked to Phil in months. He has gone completely radio silent. But here he is playing around a golf with a couple of guys on a Friday afternoon. And I'm thinking, oh, man, do I go into professional mode? And I go, no, this is not the time nor the place.
Good judgment.
And I simply decide, and I decide to go with the old, hey, Phil, Cavs comparison, what do you think?
Oh, my God.
And he looks down and goes, ooh, nice.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Literally, if you had, it's the best ending to that story, because if you had been like, Phil, Ben Higgins here, Channel 10, 97.3, can I ask you a couple of questions? I mean, that would be just horrible. The fact that you looked at him, assessed the situation. Now, the everybody knows Phil has phenomenal calves. Phenomenal. Now, yours, I think, are better. I think yours are better and bigger and more supple than his. So
mine were clearly bigger than his. In the head
you
to head,
were right there.
I mean, he had shorts on. I had shorts on. Literally, we were less than, you know, a yard or two apart because we're standing right there. And mine were definitely bigger. Now, Phil is in really good shape now.
Is he?
I mean, I looked at him, and seriously, the guy is live. And to have calves of his size to be, you know, is in shape. He's no longer hefty lefty. I mean, the guy is in phenomenal shape. And he had, I mean, you could see just the muscles all the way down. So I'm giving him full credit. Now, I am not in as good a shape, but my calves were definitely larger than his. So I... Now, here's the part that really kind of started gnawing at me. It is no more than 20 minutes later. I mean, we're probably on, like, the 10th green when I look at my phone, like, we're going to the 11th hole. I look at my phone, and I get a push alert. Phil Mickelson just announced that he's withdrawn from the PGA Championship and won't be defending his title. I'm going, holy cow! I mean, what did
20 minutes?
What
before.
Happened in the last 20 minutes that I missed? I mean, obviously, he had probably already hit send on whatever, you know, was going to happen before I had even seen him, but that news hadn't been out yet, and I thought maybe he'd probably be doing his news conference this week for the PGA as the defending title and answer some of these questions and try to put, you know, all of this, you know, behind him and start moving forward. And instead, everyone's still wondering, what's up with Phil? Is he going to play in the Saudi tournament? Is he going to play in the U.S. Open? Are we ever going to see him on the PGA Tour again? And part of me was like, I could have tried to press him on that, but more than likely, he would have no commented me, and I would have never gotten the Cavs comment either. So
Cavs comment, way more important. But I saw that pop up on my thing, and again, Ben nailed it. 20 minutes after he had texted us, and I wrote, wow, he must really be playing like ass.
A really bad
there.
First hole. I'm done.
He takes one hole. He's like, I'm not going to be able to do this. Now,
hey, guys, give me a second. Got to make a phone call. Yeah, I'm out.
The statement said, you know, we would have loved to have him. He's the defending champion. We would have loved to have him, but he's not going to do it. So it seems, and again, it could have come from higher up. saying, hey, you're not playing in this, just FYI.
I don't think so. I mean, the PGA Championship certainly, I mean, they were quick to put out an announcement that we would have loved to have Phil to defend his title. Hope Phil and Amy are doing well.
Not us.
You know, it made it sound like, well, what is there, a death in the family? Are they sick? What's going on? Phil looked perfectly fine. I mean, it didn't look like a health issue of any sort.
Did you see any of his game at all?
I didn't really, but you know, we had already teed off before he went off. So.
Man, I would have been tempted to lurk a little. You know, just lurk a little bit. Just kind of be like, Dad, let's just kind of lurk.
See what's going on here.
Just see what's shaking. What a cool story. And again, Ben saying, "Hey, let's compare calves," is amazing. It's amazing.
By the way, on Wednesday morning, we're going to have Alan Shipnuck join us. Yeah, I think that's the day his book comes out.
Yes!
Day before the PGA Championship, Fire Pit Collective. The guy who Phil talked to that started this whole thing is going to be with us this week. He's probably going to be, I was listening to one of the golf, going to be the most in-demand golf guest of the year this week.
No question.
And we've got him on Wednesday at 8 a.m. scheduled. So,
man,
looking forward to that.
You can hate golf all you want. This is not an interview that you want to miss. This is going to be fascinating. Just fascinating.
Business aside, though, before we get to Padres and everything else, you have a story also.
Yeah, well, I don't know what my problem is, but like I said, I haven't been sleeping well. Now, Paulie has given me, again, legal edibles. I take them. You gave those to me when we went on our little trip to Arizona. I've had them for
5 months.
5 months. They sit in my drawer, away from my kids, high in my closet. Because I don't want the kids. Because you know what they taste like? They taste like Fruity Pebbles. So I don't want the kids getting into them. They are. They really.
If I just gave you a Ziploc bag and said, here, try. You'd
eat
think
these.
They're candy.
Yes.
You'd eat the whole thing.
So Saturday night rolls around.
We'd never see you again.
The game, you know, Padres are over early. It's Saturday night. I'm get the kids down and I go into the top drawer in the closet and I pull one out and I eat one. And I feel pretty good. I'm watching a documentary that came out a couple years ago on Blind Melon. Shannon Hoon, the departed lead singer.
Somehow has now become the most interesting documentary you've seen in a very long time, right?
And I'll tell you, it's all handheld camcorder footage of him. It's creepy, though. It has footage of the day he died. He overdosed. And it has footage of him that morning. It's all his stuff. And so I'm watching that, and I fall dead asleep. And I'm feeling great. And this is at like 9. I'm out cold. I'm like, ah, finally. So I wake up at 11 in a full-blown panic. The power's out in my house. All right? So my wife, dead asleep. Power is completely out. So you can feel kind of heat radiating. We sleep with the white noise on. That was off. Everything's off. The fan's off. Everything's done. So I'm like, you think to yourself, all right, I got two small kids, both of whom sleep with white noise on. Their white noise is now off. Bo has lights, like night lights in his room. His room is pitch black. Any moment now, I'm going to hear the screams of terror from my little kids. So I get up. I'm like kind of effed up, to be honest with you, from the Fruity Pebble that I ate. And I'm walking around, and I go, all right, I need to check outside. Because no security system, no ring cameras, no nothing. We could be under siege here. My house could be under siege at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Red Dawn comes to Encinitas Ranch.
You have no idea. So I walk outside. Again, I'm kind of under the influence. In my underwear. Full just man panties. Out the front gate. Onto the street. The entire street's blacked out. I'm like, all right. Well, this is a rolling blackout. I go check it out. It says potentially 5:30 a.m. It's going to be back on.
Service outage.
Yep.
Okay.
It was unplanned, though. It was unplanned. It was not like a planned rolling blackout. Whole street pitch black. I'm like, all right, well, we're now under siege. I wake my wife up to tell her. And she's like, what? You didn't have to tell me. Like, I would have never known the power. It came back on 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
20 minutes later.
I mean, if there was a time that you were going to lose power with everybody asleep in the dark, is probably the best time for it on a Saturday when you don't worry. There's no alarm that you need to wake up for necessarily.
Yeah.
That's not a bad time for it to happen.
It's not a great time, though. But then everything popped back on, and you know how it goes. But, yeah, Paulie, those are...
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's what I gotta say.
Very strong.
Yeah.
And I didn't... my anxiety, because, again,
how many do you have?
left? Like
50? No, how many do you take?
Oh, just one.
Yeah, one at a time.
Yeah, one at a time. I took two one time, and I thought I was a bug. So it was just very, very strong. Again, legal. It's the only way I fly now, Ben. Legal. All legal. All above board.
Yeah.
Right?
Well done.
Thank you very much. So if you did see a almost nude me walking up and down the street on Saturday night, it's no big deal. Just making sure that we weren't under attack.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy the show. It's exactly right. So, yeah, we've got obviously a lot to get to sports-wise. What a sports weekend here in Dallas it was, Ben. A couple of game sevens last night to talk about. And, yeah, I mean, I will say I was a little jealous of my hometown yesterday. A little bit jealous.
Also, some exciting news out of Padres land over the weekend. The 2022 Hall of Fame class announced. Larry Lucchino and Ted Leitner will be inducted this summer. And joining us this morning at 8 o'clock will be Uncle Teddy himself.
Amazing.
We'll talk a little bit about that coming up. Had some interesting broadcasts as well this weekend before we kind of go back through the games. Get some thoughts on what you thought about Apple Plus TV, Peacock TV yesterday. Different ways to consume your San Diego Padres this weekend. Get a Daily Diddy selection. Paul kicks off the week. Should be bands that start with the letter I. This
Ooh,
week.
Ah, some really good ones.
Interesting.
Really
All right,
good ones.
We'll get to that coming up next. Glad to have you with us on a Monday morning. Got a lot to talk about. It's Ben and Woods getting started this week on San Diego's number one sports station. Let's get our first check of traffic right now. Kelly Danick.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We'll be right back.
sister who's the only one. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again.
Same age as me, Benny, 46 years old. Actually, a couple years, or a couple months. Yeah, older than you. Were you as terrified of Billy Idol when we were kids as I was? I was so, I thought he was the most hardcore, like, I was intimidated by Billy Idol when we were little kids.
Really?
His videos and his, the sneer and, like, the fist.
I was not. I think, I need that remake of Moni Moni.
That'll kind of
softened him a little bit, I think.
Yes, yeah. When you do Moni Moni, yeah, it's a great call. But remember this video? My God. Great pick, Paulie. Love Billy Idol.
Come on, it's a white wedding.
Phenomenal. Great choice.
Very I swear to God, you guys are 46, I'm 31. I think my first exposure to Billy Idol was watching The Wedding Singer.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not surprised. Phenomenal.
What a
great cameo.
Very polite of Paulie to save the Indigo Girls for Woods as well.
Bro. I thought about making that my new bit, just steal whatever songs I think you
That's
guys might
good.
Take. Like, which NXS song is Ben going to pick tomorrow?
That's a really good call.
That's almost a guarantee, Paul. Thank you. Yes.
You can do a lot worse than the Indigo Girls, but
we already picked like 15 Jason Isbell songs.
Shelly like knows one of the Indigo Girls somehow.
Really?
Yeah, she's like married to the sister of a friend from high school or something.
I may do Jason Isbell covering the Indigo Girls for a double eye this week, just so you know. Just be ready.
A double eye.
Double eye.
Double eye. Yeah. All right. Bands that start with I this week on our Daily Diddy. This weekend, I sent out a tweet yesterday that is like blew up, got over 1,000 likes. I simply said, public service announcement, Padres win. Don't forget to cancel your Peacock Plus subscription.
Company man.
I paid for it yesterday right before the game. Did the old Apple fit, click, click. Okay, I got it. I got the game yesterday. Watched some of the ads for their other shows. Didn't find anything. Now, a lot of people were actually like, hey, I already have it. I watched the English, the Premier League soccer on it, so I need to keep it. A couple of people were going, hey, there's a couple of good shows you should check out before your month subscription runs out. So there were some defenders. There were a lot of people who were like, yeah, and don't forget to unsubscribe at least until the Padres play again on Peacock in, I think it's in August. They go to Washington, D.C., and they play the Nationals in another one of those early, early Sunday games. But we had two different broadcasts. In fact, three different broadcasts this weekend if you watch the FS1 on Saturday, other than the usual Bally Sports. And they were all a little different, all had some pros and cons, Woods. And I wanted to get quickly your thoughts here before we go back through the games this weekend, what you thought of the different broadcasts that you did or didn't see.
So I missed Friday entirely. I had the Seals home playoff game, which we lost and kind of gave away.
That was the Apple Plus TV.
So just based on my circle on Twitter, people really, really enjoyed the visuals of it. They weren't too keen on the actual broadcast. I'm unfamiliar who had it on Friday night, but I did see a lot of it's very Atlanta-tinged.
I know Melanie Newman was doing play-by-play.
Okay.
She, I think, is the Orioles play-by-play.
Yeah, I think so.
Person?
She's one. They have a female team in Baltimore, and she was doing it with Brian Jordan, right?
That sounds
former
right.
Brave. Yeah.
Former
now,
Brave.
Yes, you saw 100 tweets. Obviously, yeah, man, I wish we had Dodd and Mudd. Of course,
right.
They would make any broadcast better.
But they, especially that one.
How beautiful
it was shot.
I loved the feed on Apple TV. They had these like probability stats in the bottom corner. They had just different statistics that you don't normally see. And then the 4K, the actual picture was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
I heard it was just a stunning,
it looked
stunning
like a video
display.
Game.
I heard that the field mics were really hot too, which people loved.
They were.
Because
umpires,
you can hear stuff.
Conversations. It was all very sharp. And I agree, Paul, good point on the corner stats. You as an at-bat would go on, you'd see like, in a 2-1 count, all of a sudden, the chances of getting on base here are like 62%.
Yeah,
you know,
amazing.
And how it would change
really cool.
That's
as
cool.
The count went on, and there was a lot of things I liked about it. Yeah, the announcers didn't bring much for me. If you could somehow have timed up you know, Jesse and to do the game along with television.
I heard
you could have had the best of both worlds would be great.
I heard that was a little difficult to do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, a little hard.
People were having a tough time doing that.
But, yeah, you're right. Visually, I thought Friday was spectacular.
So I had an assignment for Saturday. I said, I'm going to watch the FS1 broadcast. And I'm going to point out all of the instances in which people are going to take the narrative of the San Diego Padres and run with the kind of old school narratives, right? Hey, Hosmer can really pick it at first. Hey, Manny Machado doesn't bust it down the line. All of that crap we get tired of hearing on national broadcasts. And I will say this, as much as I dislike listening to John Smoltz, they did a good job. They really did a good job on Saturday. I watched the entire FS1 broadcast. Nothing jumped off the page at me where I was like, clearly you don't watch the games, man. And I will say, I don't know if they did their homework right. I don't know if the opportunity just didn't present itself, Ben, to say, oh, there's that Manny not busting it out of the box or whatever. But I thought they did a good job. Smoltz doesn't do it for me at all. And we're so spoiled here. That's the problem. It's really not a knock on anybody else. It's just what we know, what we're accustomed to, and how great the guys that we have here are. That's it. That's what it boils down to.
I mean, we got a lot of former Braves, obviously, all weekend. One every single day.
Yeah, different one every day.
Because yesterday on the Peacock Plus broadcast, was Andrew Jones. And to me, that was the most difficult.
That was tough.
Most difficult listen. And while he may have been a great name, clearly had the least broadcast experience and contributed the least to the broadcast. Now, you also had Jason Benetti, who I think he's a decent by-play guy. I know Jesse Agler was a big fan. He and Tony were building Jason Benetti up this weekend when I was listening on the radio here.
Where is he usually?
He is usually
White
with
Sox?
The White Sox. Yeah, he'll do regular White Sox
with
and
Steve
some national
Stone?
Games. Yeah, so I thought he was decent. And then, I mean, good spot for Mark Sweeney to be. He looked, compared to Andrew Jones, he really knocked it out of the park in terms of analysis. At least he knew what he was kind of doing there with Jason Benetti. Compared to Andrew Jones, but that broadcast didn't have the technical and visual flair of the Friday one on Apple TV, and at the end, I really wasn't that impressed with what Peacock had to offer.
Yeah.
I didn't mind getting up and having a game on as soon as I woke up.
Yeah, it sounded so great in theory until you remember that your two demon seed children are also up and just in fine form at that time. I did not. My viewing was so sparse this weekend. Again, I want to be able to sit down and take in a game, and it was just hard. It was nice to have them on early. We had pancakes. My wife got up and made delicious breakfast for everybody. So we had pancakes and Padres, and then Dada, let's go hit. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. And Hannah's making the bed and doing laundry and stuff. And it was crazy. It was crazy in our house. But I did get a chance to watch most of that yesterday, and that one was a rough listen. It was mostly a 4.5-hour commercial for Andrew Jones and Curacao, and it was pretty tough. It was a pretty tough listen.
Jerks and Profar,
also from Curacao.
Did get his Little League footage.
Got some Little League footage.
Which my son goes, oh my God, he looks exactly the same.
Looks the exact
now.
Same. The exact. He's 2 feet taller, but he looks the exact same. But yeah, I mean, again, what it does, it drives home the point of just how spoiled and lucky we are, A, to live here, B, to have this team, and C, to have the broadcast team that we have.
Both radio, television.
No doubt.
Awesome. All right, we'll go back. We'll get the radio calls. We'll start with Sunday. We'll work backwards. We'll get our Padres wrap up. Coming up next of yesterday's extra innings victory, wasn't necessarily the Padres' best game that we've seen, but hard to argue that it wasn't one of their best wins overall of the season.
I've got a statement.
All right, Woods has a statement. And then don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, Ted Leitner going into the Padres Hall of Fame will join us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads. It's Ben and Woods on a Monday morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Padres take 2 out of 3 over the weekend, and as I was saying before, yesterday's win, well, certainly not the most perfectly played game by the Padres this season. To win the series, to win the season series, just felt like one of their more important victories. We'll go back through it and discuss Sunday, then Saturday, then Friday. We'll go through the whole weekend. We'll do our Padres wrap-up of yesterday's extra innings victory right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, yeah!
Ozuna leads at first base. He runs. The pitch is swung on, lifted in the air, high and deep to left center field. Profar, long run, going back, looking up, gonna go. A two-run homer for Dansby Swanson, his second of the series. And the Braves add on, 3-0 Atlanta here in the fourth. Here's the pitch, and Grisham swings and misses. Same pitch, same result, and now 2-2. Meanwhile, snap throw down to first base, and it goes into right field. Heading towards third, Profar. He's gonna try and score. The throw from Demerit is not in time. And behind the play, Nola goes first to third. First pitch coming. Will swings, lines it into center field. That's a base hit. Profar digging for third, coming home. Duvall's throw on its way. It will come through. Not in time. Profar slides in feet first. And an RBI single for Will Myers has made this a one-run game in the seventh. Here's the 2-2. Contreras swings and misses strike three. Had him out in front of another changeup. And Nabil Chrismat out of the bullpen in a tie game, bottom nine, strikes out the side, 1-2-3. Here's the 2-2 to Kim. He swings, hits it in the air down the left field line. That will get down, a fair ball rolling towards the corner. Cronenworth going to come in to score. Kim at second with his second double of the day, and the Padres lead for the first time. 4-3 here in the 11th.
Yes, sir.
Here's the 2-2 to Myers. Will swings, breaks his bat, and lines it over Albies into right field for a base hit. Alcantara will score. Profar's coming. Demerit's throw to the plate up the line and not in time. A two-run single for Myers, who ends up at second, and the Padres in front 7-3 here in the top of the 11th inning. Here's the pitch, and he does bunt this time. Chrismat fields it. He's going to third. They got to get a tag down, and they do. Nabil Chrismat can do it all. They cut down Contreras on a sack bunt attempt. And RC at first base with one away, and Kim might be hurt. 1-2 to Dansby Swanson. Rogers is ready. The lefty deals. The pitch swung on and missed. Got him to chase a fastball, and the ball game is over. In 11, the Padres win 7-3 here in Atlanta. They take 2 out of 3 from the Braves this weekend, and they win the season series from them for the first time since 2015.
Again, just the grit that they've shown. These guys are engaged right now. They're feeling on a roll. We're feeling everything's kind of clicking with the offense here and there. So we got a little momentum, I think was the word I was looking for there. We got some momentum right now, and guys are still continuing to push the envelope, which is what Kim was trying to do there, playing aggressive, and had some big knocks there at the end. It was awesome to see Sergio Alcantara come in for the first time playing for us right there and make a tough little backhand play and show what kind of arm he had across the diamond. It was good.
That was Padres interim manager Ryan Christensen, which Jason Benetti taught me yesterday.
Christensen.
It's not Christensen. It's Christensen.
Okay.
As filling in for Bob Melvin and getting the Padres a series victory yesterday over the Atlanta Braves with a 7-3 extra inning come from behind win, in which they trailed 3-0 after that two-run home run. Who was that? That was Dansby Swanson. That swung 3-0?
Yes.
Was that
yesterday? They're all
that was yesterday,
together.
Yeah. But Padres come from behind to take the game and the series. And a nice win. They didn't do much offensively against Kyle Wright. Was tough.
He was really good.
You know, and didn't do much offensively, but managed to, you know, push across a run, then tie the game with two there in the seventh. And somehow with Nabil Chrismat,
my God,
unsung hero once again for the San Diego Padres,
the Wizard.
Now starting to be put into higher leverage situations, and I wasn't sure how it would go, but getting the ninth inning and then coming in with the runner on second in the tenth, and managing to keep the Padres. I mean that you're thinking that's a loss there when the Padres don't score in the top of the tenth inning. They get a runner at second in the bottom of the 10th. They only need to get him across. You win the game. To get the Padres to the 11th inning where they score 4 and win it, what a great job by Nabil Chrismat, who I think you're going to see more and more now, maybe in the 7th inning, closer games. He's not a mop-up, just a mop-up man anymore, Woodsy.
I mean, that's literally what I called him on Friday. You know, I said it. I said, look, for lack of a better term, that's what Nabil Chrismat has been. You know, up 6, down 6, and he's done a hell of a job at it. And you got to have those guys. They're just massively important to a bullpen and the health of a staff for the entire season. My statement about the San Diego Padres is such, and it's not an easy one to admit, I'm not giving this team enough credit. I'm just not. I'm not giving this team enough credit. I'm still, I think, too critical of them. I don't want to say I don't believe, because the numbers they're there, man. The record is great. It's a great, great record. The fact that you went in there, and you know, we were kind of talking about it off the air. We have that metric that we created, the jaws of defeat. You know, we came into that series at -2. Basically, the jaws of defeat metric says, you know, there's those games that you feel like you should have won. Bullpen comes in and blows it. We had one of those this weekend. But I feel like over the weekend, I feel like we snatched the two wins. I feel like we snatched them, and I feel like we did give that one away on Saturday.
Not to say that there aren't still some flaws. Every baseball team has them.
Absolutely,
and, you know, there's been some bullpen issues at the back of the pen. Getting it to Taylor Rogers has certainly been an adventure, more so than maybe we're used to as Padres fans. You know, we've been spoiled by a lockdown bullpen for seemingly many, many years. At
even
least
in the down years.
Yeah, until maybe the second half of last season. Now, you know, you get a good day from Robert Suarez, you get a bad day. You get a good day from Steven Wilson, you get a bad day. You get a good day from Luis Garcia, you get a bad day.
Yeah, great point.
You know, Taylor Rogers and Nabil Chrismat have really been the two most consistent arms that the Padres have had out of the pen. So, yeah, there are certainly flaws, but what I like and why I tend to agree with you is we've seen them win games in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
Take yesterday, base running, you know, stealing runs at home plate, you know, running that the first run, the unearned run, Jurickson Profar slides in after a bad throw. Ha-Sung Kim in the 11th inning, you know, racing home. I mean, not a lot of guys score on that, you know, infield in grounder. I thought he'd be dead to rights by 3 or 4 yards, and instead he's sliding in with a great slide, just head down. I mean, he reacted really well.
Perfectly.
He's fast, head down.
Contact play, man.
Really, really well executed contact play there.
Off and running. You know, I mean, the read he got from that was great. Now, the bonehead getting picked off trying to steal third, yeah, I mean, look, you take the good with the bad, but those are things that it feels like in previous seasons would have buried this team, would have sucked the air out of this team. And you go in and you don't even play near your best baseball at all. Like, you don't play your best baseball. And you beat three pretty good arms from the Atlanta Braves. They threw some... Those guys can pitch.
Two of them at least.
Yeah, two of them were really, really good. And you found a way to win, Benny. And I don't think I'm giving them enough credit. And maybe it's partly because of last year's collapse. I got to get over it. I got to get over it and realize this is a different team. This is a different coaching staff. This is a different everything. I was really impressed, man, winning those games. And, you know, winning that game yesterday handily. After getting down 3-0, I did have that sinking feeling. And next thing you know, man, you're capitalizing on some really dumb plays by the Braves. They've got to be kicking themselves, man. Matt Olson and Contreras. I mean, Olson, really, that was on him, that throw down that allowed us to kind of break the seal and get the first run. But holy cow, man, they're probably looking at that going, oh, no, we should have swept that team.
They made some mistakes, clearly. I mean, they almost gave away Saturday's game.
They did
give it away. They came back and won it, but bad defense. They could have gotten swept pretty easily because of their own mistakes. You don't usually see that out of a team with that World Series experience that they have. But a couple of other, kind of unsung moments from yesterday's game. Joe Musgrove, obviously a no decision and not his best start of the season, but again, another quality start. He's gone 6 innings every single time. 7 starts, 7 quality starts. Padres are 7-0. Joe Musgrove takes them out.
And they have the most quality starts in the big leagues.
They do.
And
by a wide margin.
By a wide margin. And that's why I'm sitting here saying I don't think I'm giving them enough credit for what they've done. And, you know, the detractors, Ben, will say that we're too easy on the team. I think I've actually maybe been a little bit too tough on them. Sometimes on the air, a lot of times at home, screaming at the TV, a little bit too critical when in reality, they're just going out and they're getting the job done. And yeah, in weird ways, in ways that you don't really expect, but we've said it 1,000 times. You need some things to break your way in a 162-game season, and it broke their way this series.
The Padres were also able to get a win while getting Manny Machado off of his feet in his first full day off of the season. He did come in as a pinch hitter, but he was intentionally walked, so he didn't really do much other than slide back to first a couple of times on pickoff attempts. So then today, another day off, so you get Manny essentially 2 days in a row off, a series win, go into Philadelphia fresh for tomorrow. It also led to the Padres' debut of Robinson Cano yesterday in the starting lineup. Wasn't the greatest debut in history, obviously.
Had a night, moving a runner over. That's really about it. He had a kind of a nonchalant play that cost us a run. It was Mr. Nonchalant throwing to Uncle Nonchalant. It was right fielder Will Myers who nonchalanted the play and then threw it to Captain Nonchalant at second who booted it and they scored a run. I was like, bro, can we get them off? They shouldn't be on the field at the same time together.
That looked like two guys whose alarm clock went off a little bit late for an 8:35 West Coast body clock game.
I mean, holy crap. Now, credit to Will later with one of the best ABs you'll see this year, fisting that ball over Albie's head to knock in two huge, huge runs. Hey, how about a shout-out for Dad? How about a shout-out for Dad Craig Stammen yesterday coming in as well and locking it down? A beautiful, beautiful inning of relief from Craig Stammen yesterday as well. So they got the job done, man. Everybody kind of contributing in their own way yesterday. But that's a huge, huge win on the road. Padres playing lights out on the road. They really are. Just not giving them enough credit for what they've been able to do.
And figure the Padres made it into Philadelphia quite a bit sooner than the Phillies did after their 4-game series in Los Angeles against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Had every chance in the world to sweep 4 games from the Dodgers in L.A. Put that on the resume. Of course, they blow it with 2 outs in the 9th inning yesterday on a Gavin Lux walk-off 2-run double. Still taking 3 out of 4 in L.A. The Phillies are playing some good baseball as the Padres go in for that 3-game series beginning tomorrow. But thanks for the help. Padres tied for first place with the Dodgers. Thought they were going to be in first place by themselves.
They were for about 4 hours.
They were. And then the Dodgers now percentage points ahead. But every team, still with a winning record in the National League West, 500 or above, remains maybe the best division in all of baseball here early in the season. So nothing going to be easy, but, Padres playing better teams and showing that it's not just the Cincinnati Reds and, you know, the Pittsburgh Pirates that they're going to beat up on, but even on the road against the defending World Series champs, and I know that the Braves are under 500.
Sure.
Does anyone think they're not a pretty decent team?
No.
They're not playing, you know, some of those guys aren't locked in at the plate, so great, you know, catch them when they're not playing their best, but that is a good team. No, there's no doubt that's a good team.
Yeah, there's no question about it. There's no question about it. Another shout-out coming up, too, Benny. How about Alcantara yesterday? Thrown in. First appearance, right?
He went in as a pinch runner for Hosmer in the top of the 11th inning.
Yes.
And then in the bottom of the 11th, you're up four. Obviously, you're feeling good about it, but you don't want to let him right back into the game with an error or an infield single or something like that.
Runner on second, right? I mean, it can spiral pretty quickly, as the Braves saw. But Alcantara gets in there, and the oldest adage in baseball is the ball finds you. You know, if they want to throw you out there and you're going to play right field for an inning, Ben, guess what? First ball's coming your way. It's the way that baseball works. He made a spectacular backhand, and that kid has a cannon on him. So you looked at that and went, oh, okay. Like, I get it now. I totally, totally get it. Defensive replacement in the game, if you need to get somebody off their feet, fantastic. So, again, just one play, but definitely worth a highlight. And I know Ryan Christensen, our interim skipper, I know he talked about it as well. It was a really, really nice play, and just a beautiful, beautiful series win. A
couple other baseball notes from yesterday. I had the weird situation of a team getting no hit and winning. Pittsburgh Pirates 1-0 over the Cincinnati Reds. You had the Yankees actually score just two hits and win 5-1.
Crazy.
So those two teams combined for two hits, six runs, and two victories yesterday as they beat the White Sox. And then wild. Did you watch any of the Sunday night game?
So I put it on. I turned it off quickly. It got out of hand. I did not see the Pujols pitching.
I turned it back on at the end when I saw on Twitter that Albert Pujols had gone into the game. And I thought, oh, man, how many are they losing by? No, they were up. They were up 13 and decided, let's just close out the game with Albert Pujols on the mound, because the Giants had already thrown a position player for like two innings at the end of that game, Luis Gonzalez, who pitched, homered off of Albert Pujols, but Pujols did get his three outs, gave up four runs, couple of homers, but his first pitching performance of his career, you know, comes the latest in his career as anyone in Major League history for their pitching debut for Albert Pujols yesterday for the Cardinals.
What the gun have him at? About 40?
And it was, I think he got into the 60s. It was definitely an arcing, looping ball to home plate.
I wonder if that was intentional.
Yeah, I think it was.
Or if that's all that's in the tank.
No, I mean, he actually had a double. He legged one out yesterday. He's still got a little bit left there, but he looked so happy
to be out there.
Hell yeah. To pitch.
Well, you know what, man? And if you're a Giants fan, you're pretty upset. You had your ace. They wrote a big piece about Rendon yesterday, too, about how he has the best pitch in baseball. His fastball is the best pitch rated in the game of baseball. And to have your ace on the bump Sunday night, you go out and get bodied like that.
He's like Yu Darvish now, with a bunch of great starts and one real clunker that's going to drag down the ERA. All right, we'll come back to take a look at Saturday's game. Put a little take on Woods as well, coming up next with Ben and Woods.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.